Effective fungicide timing on target spot in Tennessee. Heather Kelly, Tyson Raper.
There's your corner. You got advanced with the spot.
Thank you, Jason. So, like the other presentations before me, we're interested in looking at target spot in cotton, in particular just in Tennessee. And 2013 was the first year we observed target spot on cotton in Tennessee. Initially it was 2005 in southern Georgia, followed by Alabama, where it was reported to start causing issues in cotton. And so in 2013, again, one county, beginning of September, was when we observed it. And then 2014, slightly earlier in the season, the disease came on, middle of August, and I detect it in two different counties, as well as I heard about it in other counties but didn't see it. And then last year, 2015, again, earlier disease onset, about the end of July, and it was in multiple counties, all in West Tennessee. And so when we do have target spot and have had target spot in soybean, and you see the other host range, just a sprinkling of them, but again, a previous presentation went over that sometimes the isolates don't always cause the same disease or amount of disease on different hosts. And so the objective was to really look at what we may or may not expect to see target spot do in cotton in Tennessee. Initially, you know, we're kind of estimated maybe in this low risk zone, as Austin had a lot of trials in northern Alabama previous to my trials where they really didn't always see an effect on yield. And so my study was looking at just headline at 6 fluid ounces per acre at single and double applications on two different varieties, Phytogen 499 kind of being our highly susceptible variety, Delta Pine 1321 being slightly more maybe resistant. And the single applications were applied either the first week of bloom, third week of bloom, or fifth week of bloom. And then double applications being first and third week or fifth and third week. It's conducted in 2014 and 15. In 2014, though, we weren't the first and third week of bloom application actually did not go out as planned, so we don't have that double application in 2014 data. It was actually a split plot design at the West Tennessee Research and Education Center, the exact same field both years. And we took defoliation as a 0 to 100% rating, as well as disease incidence, and rated it twice each season, the beginning and end of September. Planting was very similar both years, May 12, 2014, May 6, 2015. We did have six reps in 2014, which I think in the end you'll see probably gave us better significance on our yield data, and then picked October 27th and 14th. So just jumping right into some of the results we saw, and in particular what I think are driving some of the differences we'll see between the 2 years is disease onset. In 2014, August 15th, and 2015, July 24th. Both data sets are across all the data, year and variety were significant for defoliation rating, disease incidence, and yield, as well as then looking at then just year, you saw in 2015, while as we just heard from Alabama and Georgia, it was actually kind of a low year for disease. Just looking at this one plot for us in Tennessee, 2015 actually had greater disease, both at the early and later rating application or the rating dates. 2014, really low incidence, only getting up to about 5%, where in 2015 we were close to 70% in incidence at that late date. Defoliation, again, early rating for that defoliation, we had about 4% defoliation, and then all the way up to already 30% at that early rating date. But then by the, and then again, still even the late defoliation rating, you had that difference. And again, I think that disease pressure did affect yield across the varieties with a higher yield in 2014 compared to 2015. So then looking at the variety, Phytogen 499, again, had higher disease and defoliation. At the early ratings, disease incidence, again, higher incidence. And then defoliation, only the early disease rating by 5%. You saw greater defoliation in PFIZER-499, but by that late rating, you know, across all treatments, you actually didn't have significance. But even with that greater disease and defoliation rating with PFIZER-499, it still out-yielded the Delta-Pine 1321. And so now, diving in on the fungicide effects, which were significant across all the data when analyzing it, but breaking it out by year and variety, you always will have the next couple of slides are set up all in the same fashion with 2014 on the left, 2015 on the right, the Delta Pine variety on the top and the Phytogen variety on the bottom. The blue bar is the early rating, and then the orange bars are the later ratings. And so you'll see 2015, the later ratings weren't significant. I think we pretty much almost got so much disease that some of the treatments then you lost seeing some of those differences and having different efficacy. In 2014, a nice trend where the double application had the best disease control on incidence, followed by that one shot at fifth week. And then also then going up third, first, and really the first by the end, not having any, the third and the one shot at third and first week, not significantly different than the untreated check. Switching where we did have significant difference in 2015, that early rating only on Phytogen and Delta-Pine, you had better disease control with that first and third application. And again, thinking back when these are actually going out, this first week of bloom was also the first week of disease onset in 2015, where in 2014 the disease onset was actually more correlated or in line with that third week of bloom. And so then switching gears to the defoliation data, similar trend in 2014, again, kind of that incidence and defoliation being correlated, that you still had the third and fifth week application having the lowest defoliation. And then also just that later rating date showing how some of the treatments break as you go later into the season. That first week of bloom application, while initially at that early rating, looked to be better than the non-treated check. By the second rating, the late rating date, not significantly different. In Phytogen-499, all seem to hold up decently in the Delta-Pine 1321, but still just not as much defoliation in it. In 2015, again, Delta-Pine, we didn't have any significant differences across the treatments. In Phytogen, again, it was just that early rating. Again, I contribute that to the amount of disease that really just developed, that we weren't able to continue to see the differences in efficacy. And again, here the one shot at first week and the double shot at first and third week of bloom did just as well as then also that fifth week of bloom. But again, by the late rating date, no significant differences. So, and then looking at yield, we really didn't have significant effects on yield. Close enough, kind of on the Phytogen variety in 2014 at alpha 0.1. And so I do have the separations by that there. And again, that mimics the best control of incidence and defoliation with that double shot, a third and fifth week, having that significantly higher yield compared to the non-treated control. And in 2015, though, while not significant, there is just some numerical trends there where the double applications did seem to have the numerically higher yields for both varieties. And really the first and third application, the first and third week of bloom application, it was showing the best disease control as well as defoliation, and so it also did have numerically highest yield. And I haven't analyzed all the fiber quality data that we received. We haven't really gotten it back from 2015 yet, but in 2014, one of the significant factors that did come out, but it was just for Delta Pine 1321, was the uniformity index. And again, showing a similar trend of what best controlled disease incidence as well as reduced defoliation, that third and fifth week of bloom had the highest uniformity index and significantly different than the non-treated check, where that first week of bloom was again most of the time not controlling the disease or reducing defoliation and not looking different than the non-treated check. So some preliminary conclusions to take out of this. This will be repeated. This is only one location across 2 years. But in general, in Tennessee, 2015 had greater disease incidence and defoliation. And again, I think this is due to an earlier disease onset. I'm thinking, well, maybe it is that due to maybe weather factors. And so up there, I just have for the season from planting to harvest, the average max air temperature, average min air temperature, and the cumulative rainfall. And so 2014, it was actually a wetter year, but both years were significant in just having more than enough moisture. And so I really think not so much the weather differences are driving the differences across the years in Tennessee so far, but it's just the buildup of inoculum. And so in Alabama and Georgia, where I think their inoculum is pretty well established, I think the disease there is probably responding more to differences in weather across years, where Tennessee, we're just still seeing a buildup of inoculum. And as long as weather is conducive, then you can have the disease come on. Again, phytogen 499 had the greater disease, greater defoliation, but in Tennessee, it still had the higher yield. And while the best application timing now, we're still kind of figuring that out in Tennessee in my mind, and I think it is going to be dependent on disease onset. And while we may or may not see it come on earlier in 2016, we might, at least in this one field, be getting to the point of maybe stabilizing in our inoculum and then start seeing some more interesting effects from either fungicide timing and weather events. But so far, two applications across both years really seem to reduce the disease and defoliation, although again not always statistically showing a higher yield due to that disease and defoliation reduction. With that, I'd like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated for funding this project, my PhD student in technicians, as well as my master's student in the West Tennessee Research and Education Center where this trial is conducted. And I thank you all for your attention and would be happy to take some questions.
Time for questions.
Bye.
I'd like to make a comment. As your data is a lot like what we get. And I wish we could say that we always saw a yield increase. The second thing I wish we could say is we never saw a yield increase. Either way, we would know what to do.
Right.
The problem is exactly what you saw. We absolutely see a yield increase. Fungicides pay for it, but not all the time.
Right.
And that's why it's so frustrating working with this disease, is because some years you absolutely see it and some you don't.
Right.
I have a question, I guess, for you to the group. How significant of a problem is this in soybean, and how aggressively is it managed in soybean and other crops that may be predisposing populations, independent of the presentation that was made yesterday, predisposing populations to some fungicide efficacy trials? So how problematic is it in soybeans?
So I see it in soybean. It depends on the variety. I think I do see some differences of target spot in soybean variety trials, but it's always in the lower canopy. The foliation that you see in cotton, you don't see that in soybean. And it always stays in that lower canopy. It's not really knocking off leaves, so I've never seen target spot relate to yield in soybean in my trials, where I have varieties and a treated and untreated. And so it's there, but it's not really managed in soybean because I don't think it's causing any yield loss in soybean.
The differences you see in soybeans, are those varietal differences or maturity group differences?
Both. Okay. Both. Mm-hmm. And one other thing I'll mention too that I think Bob and Austin could probably comment on is, well, and as Austin said, it's definitely a disease of high-yielding cotton that's being pushed. And really something that we might need to look at more, too, is how well Because in 2015, again, I think it's mainly due to the inoculant buildup, but my cotton did get much more kind of rank in 2015 compared to 2014. And that has, you know, I definitely think the taller and the denser that canopy gets, the more disease you're going to predispose that plot to.